Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing 93 WIVC. It is Terry Stacey along with Tina McIntosh, who is surrounded. I can't hardly even see her. There are so many people
I'm
here.
I'm over here.
There you are.
I'm over
barely.
Here.
There, who are your friends? Who did you invite?
We have so many great friends from Zionsville Meadows, which is American Senior Community, and we love having them here with us. We've actually got an event coming up, and so we want to talk about this. Nick Halstead, who is a general manager at Zionsville Meadows, is going to talk with us about this. It is a VA aid and attendance coming up this Thursday on May 18th. What is this? And hi, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
You guys do so much in the community. I just have lots of questions.
Yes, we do. So the VA aid and attendance coming up on May 18th, it starts at 2 p.m. It's at the American Legion in Zionsville. And this is kind of an event for folks to come out and see if they qualify for VA aid and attendance. There's a lot of myths out there. Some people maybe have been denied in the past and think it's not worth reapplying. Or maybe they've been denied service. I messed up on that.
That's okay. No, that's okay. But reapply. I mean, that's the bottom line, is that even if you've been denied, we want you to reapply. And so you have on this flyer, I'm looking at top three Mythbusters.
Yes.
So we can take turns on this, Nick. The first one I will read, it is, I had to be injured in combat to receive service-connected disability. That is a myth.
That's correct.
Second one.
Second one is, if I have been denied once, it's not worth reapplying.
Myth. I can be denied service-connected disability because of my assets.
That's a myth.
Myth.
Yep.
All right. So bottom line is, come out Thursday, May 18th at 2 o'clock, the American Legion Post 79, which is on East 600 Street in Zionsville, to learn more about VA aid and attendance. This is put on, sponsored by our friends at Zionsville Meadows, and RSVP directly to you.
Yes, that's right. Just call 317-873-5205 and ask for me.
Hey, Nick, I want to ask you a question. That is, what do you bring with you?
Nothing. You don't need to bring anything with you.
Nothing at all. You don't need any kind of paperwork or anything.
No, we'll supply all that.
Okay. Beautiful.
All right. So RSVP to Nick at 317-873-5205. Ask for Nick directly. And that's coming up this Thursday. Now, Nick has also brought with him a beautiful couple. If they will allow us, I've got a picture that we can put up on Facebook. But Mr. and Mrs. Strawn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I have to ask right off the bat, the two of you have been married for how long?
Be 50 years, July the 22nd.
Oh, yay! Happy anniversary ahead of time. That's pretty awesome. How did you meet?
Actually, it was a blind date.
Was it?
In fact, I kid Joyce, the lady that introduced us to us, I'm still mad at her.
Where, do you remember where you went? You remember where you took her on the date?
Well, we went to Holiday Inn the first thing.
Wait a minute.
Well, for dinner.
They used to really.
Wait a minute.
See, I got to slip these things in, but that was for dinner.
Again, questions.
I love that. Mrs. Strawn, how do you remember that first date?
Like it was about 3 days ago.
Yeah. Was it really?
She's the best thing that ever happened to me, and I. I get choked up if I think about it too much. So
bless your heart.
Okay.
Well, this is Date Your Mate Month. And it is the perfect time for us to be talking about a beautiful couple who has been married for 5 decades.
Yeah.
I mean, if only all of us could be half that lucky.
Yeah.
And as in love, I mean, just watching the two of you look at each other and talk about that first date and be able to laugh together, it's really beautiful. So I understand that the two of you live at Zionsville Meadows. Mr. Strawn, you live in independent living.
Yes.
And Mrs. Strawn, you live over on the long-term care side. And so the two of you are dating constantly now, right?
When we can, when I can fit it into my schedule.
Oh, yes. I mean, if you could see Mrs. Strawn just sit here and giggle at him.
He's a keeper. He keeps us laughing.
Yeah.
So what is it like dating your husband? Do you get to date your husband all over again?
I guess.
Yeah.
And how about for you?
Well, I still take a white tablecloth and a candle holder and candle.
Oh.
And here at Zionsville, I brought dinner one night, and one of the ladies was walking by the room in the dining room and said, Oh, is it your birthday? And Joyce said, no. Is it your anniversary? No. We're just having dinner. So just I like to have dinner for her like that. We do it every once in a while. Not all the time, but I've had it about 3 or 4 times since she's been in these places.
That's amazing. You know what? It's so oftentimes on Valentine's Day, we'll have that good fortune of talking to couples that have been married for decades and decades, and we always find out what really was the key to keep you both together. In this day and age, it's pretty easy to get a divorce, but Mr. Strawn, what has kept you together? What has been the key?
Well, I tell any newlywed people, just remember that I love you and I'm sorry, and that'll get you a long way.
Yeah.
And I tell the brides, don't treat their husbands like a god. Don't serve them any burnt offerings at the dinner time. So that's some advice that I give everybody.
Don't serve them any burnt offerings at dinner time. I haven't heard that one. That's a good one.
No, but I'm writing it down right now.
Me too. You guys are precious. You're precious. You really are.
And what about dating? You know, I hear all the time, in this date your mate month, I hear all the time that we as couples should be making at least one night a week to go on a date with our spouse or significant other. And that's easier said than done. I mean, like, my husband and I have 3 kids, and it's really hard to get an official date in. Were you able to do that throughout your lifetime?
No. Yeah,
well, no. Okay, I'm happy to hear that. I mean, it really... Because people say it all the time to us, and I'm like, I can hardly find time to do laundry, much less go on a date with my husband.
Well, it's, you know, anniversary time, special time, sure, we would go out to dinner. But it's everyday living, and you have to love who you're with. And she knows without saying that I do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I gave my husband a card one time that said, what did it say? I love you. I love you more today. I like you more today than I liked you yesterday, which is a good thing because I didn't like you very much yesterday. He didn't think it was as funny as I did.
Are you a good gift giver, Mr. Strawn?
Yes.
And what is, would Mrs. Strawn, would you agree that he's given you some pretty great gifts over the years? What's been maybe one of your favorites?
About the tennis bracelet I gave you that you lost.
The tennis bracelet. You are a good gift giver.
Well, it was so nice she lost it because she wants to find it again.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I wish.
I replaced it. But,
did you?
Yes.
Well, it'll come up again sometime. Well, I tell you, the two of you are very special. I love that you took time to come and be with us.
Me too.
It's encouraging. It's encouraging for all of us, I think, just to see you together, to hear you, and to feel your love. So thank you for taking the time to come and be. And I know he brought their wedding album, too. I want to spend a moment and look at that. And if you don't mind, take a couple pictures to share. I can put those pictures on our Facebook page and share those with our listeners, if that would be okay with you.
Fine.
And this is, I want to be reminded, it's date month. Is that right? Date your mate month.
Date your mate month.
Okay.
So everybody needs to pick a date your mate. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Yep. Absolutely.
So, I know, Terry, we need to go, but I want to say thank you to Mr. and Mrs. Strawn and to Nick Halstead and Zionsville Meadows. And again, reach out to Nick if you want to attend that VA aid and attendance, 317-873-5205. Thank you all. Stick around. We're going to take a break. We'll be back shortly here on Caregiver Crossing.
The news is next, 93 WIBC.